Rav Yossi said that I never say no to my friends. And you know how much I love my friends, or I'm willing to do things for others? Even if they tell me to go up and do duchening, Birkas Kohanim, and by the way, he wasn't a Kohen, I would do it. So Tosis says, like, what do you mean? It's mashma, Rav Yossi shouldn't do Birkas Kohanim, but you know what, I'll do it anyway. That's how far my Be'enem HaChavero goes. So Tosis asks, what would be the Isser? What's the Isser for a non-Kohen to go up and do Birkas Kohanim? So Tosis says, Ulai, perhaps it's a bracha levatola. Perhaps that if the non-Kohen makes the bracha, it will be a blessing. The Vein HaMachokes Tosis in the Rambam, well, this is Tosis, so it'd only be an Isser to Rabbanan, but it'd be a bracha levatola. So that's the Gemara, that's the Tosis says. Tosis says, what's the Isser for a non-Kohen, a Zar, to go up and do Birkas Kohanim? He says, Ulai bracha levatola. So the question is, like, what do you mean? The Gemara says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that if a Zar, non-Kohen, goes up to do Birkas Kohanim, he violates an Isser Aseh. What is the Isser Aseh? We'll see in a minute. But he violates an Isser Aseh. So why does Tosis have to come up to a lie? Maybe it's a bracha levatola. There's a separate Isser for a Kohen. There's an Isser Aseh for a Kohen, for a non-Kohen, to go up in Duchen. And secondly, we're familiar with the famous Machokes Chazon Ish and Beis Halevi regarding Shomea Ka'ona. Can a Kohen get up and, for, let's say, his throat's hurting, he's not in the mood to talk, whatever the case may be, could he get up and be Yotzei Shomea Yotzei Birkas Kohanim with Shomea Ka'ona? We know Friday night, one person makes Kiddush, everyone listens, so do we just say Shomea Ka'ona by Birkas Kohanim? So the Beis Halevi famously says no. He says, the Dibor you might get, but you're lacking in the Kol Ram. It's like some say by Kriya Shema, maybe it's like Korin or Shema by Yaravin, that everyone has to do their own because it's lacking in Kol Ram. And the Chazon Ish says, Yotze. So that's a famous Machlokes Chazon Ish Beis Halevi. But everyone agrees that's just on the Birkas Kohanim, meaning the Machlokes is on the saying, Yivarecha Hashem Mishmarecha. The bracha is a bracha. There's no din of Kol Ram, possibly, unless you want to tie it on the bracha. Like we have a Machlokes by Sfiras Omer, Machlokes Akronim, because the Torah says, Usfartem Lachem, Tesfiru Kolecha V'yachad. So someone is saying, it's coming to exclude Shomei Ka'ona. And they say, no. It's not excluding Shomei Ka'ona. Shomei Ka'ona works here like any other bracha. It's excluding perhaps Basin. But either way, everyone agrees the issue is only by the counting. You could do Shomei Ka'ona on the bracha. So what's the? So even if. So even if the Beis Halevi is right, there's no bracha about Tola. It's just lacking in Shomei Ka'ona. So someone has suggested there's a famous path, the Sefer Haredim, who says this, the dual mitzvah going on. Not only is a mitzvah to bless, for the Kohanim to bless the people, but it's a mitzvah on the people in the Tzibur to be misbarach, to be blessed. And if you don't, if you give up a chance to be blessed, you are mevatel mitzvah aseh. In other words, if Rav Yossi, So what's Tosfos talking about, apparently, when there are no other Kohanim? If Yossi was going up, and there's no other Kohanim. So then, obviously, if he made a bracha, be a bracha of Atola. But the Gemara is talking about when there are other and then there wouldn't be an Isser Aseh either, because they're not missing out on being blessed. But if there are more than, if there are other Kohanim, so then he's missing out on the bracha. So therefore, that's what Satosis means, bracha levatola, when you're alone. And the Gemara is talking about Isser Aseh, when there are other Kohanim. In general, there's a discussion, the Gemara in Brachos talks about that if a Kohen is the Shliach Sibor, could he go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim? Because we're concerned he's going to get confused and he won't be able to finish Chazaras Hashatz. So Magen Avraham already points out during his day we have Siddurim is not an issue. Let's assume it was an issue. So the Kash is like, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah zaseh of Birkas Kohanim, and because a slight chance of being confused, we're going to nullify it. So that's what they point out, either based on the rush, that no, the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim only applies when you're actually called up. But if no one calls you, if no one calls Kohanim, so you're not mevatel a mitzvah. Only then, we worry about the confusion, because then why get involved if there's no mitzvah? And I just want to point out the Yeshua's Yaakov, Yeshua's Malko, or one of the Achronim point out that when do we say it's an issue? It's a more lahem. I'm saying if there are other people, if there's a mitzvah in our Torah, if there's two Kohanims, then we wouldn't say it. We only say it when he's the Shliach Sibor, is the only Kohen, because the mitzvah is only Drabbanim. That's the issue here. They point out that Tosis says, Ulai Bracha of Atola. What do you mean Bracha of Atola? Gemara says it's an Isarase. It's only an Isarase when you miss out on your blessing. But Tosis is talking about when you're the only one going up, so obviously you can't rely on Shomei HaKohanim, be a Bracha of Atola. And that's what Tosis over there, that's why the Gemara over there in Brachos with the Shliach Sibor is, so we see that if a Kohen is a Shliach Sibor, so we see Yoni Chayim and Ator and Birkas Kohanim if you're called up. And also probably Yoni Daraisa if you're more Lahem, if there are different Kohanim. And that's why, as we pointed out, when there's a Shiloh in terms of having the outside porch minyanim, a Shiloh, what's considered Seer of Lasara. So different poskim, some Ameko, that once you, if it's Seer of Lasara, you could do everything. Others want to make a distinction, like they won't let Chazaras Hashatz, some won't let Kriyas HaTorah, others will. But by Birkas Kohanim, they say you might as well not do Birkas Kohanim, is because since if you don't call up the Kohanim, so therefore there's no Issa Daraisa. There's no mitzvah to do Birkas Kohanim. So why put yourself in a situation that you can't do the Shaila of a Safek Bracha Levatola? By Chazaras Hashatz, I think they say you should have a mind like a Tfilas Nedava. But that's the Yisod here, and then you say the Briska Rav was very makbid. He lived in Eretz, when he was in Eretz Israel, very makbid to make sure he didn't miss Birkas Kohanim. Many people spent thousands of dollars, traveled thousands of miles to get a blessing from a Rebbe. Here you get a mitzvah in the Torah, Birkas Kohanim. He went out of his way to make sure he'd get 10 people, even in his home in Yerushalayim, to ensure that he fulfilled the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim daily.